This chazor zeichen neshe bachir chazor shag v'am yehudim zeichen menachos daf chav zayin. Zok the mission with regard to the koimitz, its smaller part is essential to its larger part. With regard to an isar and a flower, its smaller part is essential to its larger part. With regard to the wine of nesachim, its smaller part is essential to its larger part. With regard to the oil, its smaller part is essential to its larger part. The flour and oil are essential to each other. The koimitz and the levina are essential to each other. Fact the gemara, why is the smaller part of the koimitz essential to its larger part? Morse the Torah says, meloi kumtsoi twice, which teaches that it's essential. Why is the smaller part of the isar and essential to its larger part? The Torah says, misalta, which teaches that if anything is missing, it's puzzle. Why is the smaller part of the wine essential to the larger part? Torah says kocha, which teaches that it's essential. Why is the smaller part of the oil essential to the larger part? Regarding minchas asachim, the pasuk says kocha. Regarding minchas nadav, the pasuk says umisham na. Why are the flour and oil essential to each other? The Torah says misalta umisham na, and then says migirsa umisham na. The repetition teaches that they're essential. Why are the klimis and levina essential to each other? The Torah says al kol levina so, and then says v'eis kol halavina. The repetition teaches that they're essential. Zach, the next Mishnah, the two Yom Kippur goats are essential to each other, the two Shavuos lambs are essential to each other, the Shtei HaLechem are essential to each other, the two arrangements of Lechem HaPanim are essential to each other, the two spoons of the Levoina on the Shulchan are essential to each other, the arrangements and the spoons of the Levoina are essential to each other, the two types of bread in the Kabbanis of the Nazir, the three items used for the, in the Avodah of the Parah Adumah, the four kinds of breads of Ataida, the four pots of the Lulav, and the four parts used in the Tahara process of Matzaira are all essential to each other. The seven sprinklings of the Parah Adumah are essential to each other. The Mishnah ends off, the seven sprinklings that are done between the poles of the Aron on the Paroiches and on the Golden Mizbeach are essential to each other. Zakh Gemara, the sources for the items listed in the Mishnah are as follows. We'll go through the list. Two Yom Kippur goats, Pasuk says Chukah. Two Shavuos lambs, Pasuk says Havaya. Shtei HaLechem, Pasuk uses the term Havaya. The two arrangements of Lechem upon them, Pasuk uses the term Chukah. Two spoons of Levoina, Pasuk uses the term Chukah. The arrangements of and the spoons of Levoina, Pasuk uses the term Chukah. The two breads by a Nazir, Pasuk says Kein Yaseh. The three items used for Paraduma, Pasuk says Chukah. The four breads of the Taida, there's a Hekesh Anazir. The four items of the Mitzayah, Pasuk says Zois Tihiyeh Toyas HaMitzayah. The four items used for Alulav, the Pasuk says Ulekachtem, which teaches that to be Lekichatam, a complete taking. Mara says that Rav Chanan bar Rava said it's only essential to have the four species. If he has them, but they're not bundled together, that's not essential, it'll still be Yoitza. Fekmar Brisa says that one is not Yoitza unless all are taken together in a bundle. Mara says, Machalek is Mangtanoim. Brisa says that Alulav is kosher whether or not it's bundled with the other species. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible if it's not bundled with the other species. Rabbi Yehuda learns Xer Shava of Kicha from the Yidden's taking of the Ezoiv in the Mitzrayim, which teaches that just like over there it had to be bundled together by Lulav also. Rabbanan don't learn this Xer Shava. Abraisa says it's a mitzvah to bundle the Lulav with the other species, but if it's not done, it's kosher. This follows the view of the Rabbanan. Although the Rabbanan didn't say it's a mitzvah to bundle them, but it's a mitzvah just based on Zekeli Vanveyu. We continue with the sources. The seven sprinklings of the Paraduma, Pazuk says Chukah. Seven sprinklings that are done between the Badi Ha'oroin and the Mizbech Azov. Regarding the sprinklings of Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says Chukah. Regarding the sprinklings of the Kali and Godel's Par, the Par Helm Dovishol Tzibir, and the goats for Achatas of Aydazara, we learn from a Braisa that learns from the Pasuk of Yoso La Por Kasher, Oso La Par, that they are essential. Zakhdamar Vaita. A Braisa says the seven sprinklings for the Par Aduma that were not done for their own sake or not directed toward the entrance of the Hekel, Pasul. The sprinklings of the Karbonis brought in the Hegel and of the oil of Mitzray that were done not for their own sake are puzzle. If they were not direct towards the entrance of the Hegel, they're kosher. Another Bryce says that regarding the sprinklings of the Parah Adumah, if they were done not for their own sake, they're possible, but if they were not directed towards the entrance of the Hechel, they're kosher. And as Marv Chisa said, the first Bryce follows Rabbi Yehuda. Second Bryce follows Rabbanan, like we find in the Bryce. The Bryce really discusses the chiv of a person who walks into different parts of the Migdash complex. The Bryce says, this machloik is based on how to darshan a pasuk regarding a person who walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but who did not approach the Aron. Rabbi Yehuda says he'd be Chayav Malchus. Rabban says he'd be Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Machlokes is based on whether we understand the word El of El Pnei HaKapayres. Is that to be understood to be limited to specifically that case, whereas which is what Rabbi Yehuda says, or the Rabbanans, they don't say that. Therefore, regarding the sprinkling of the par aduma towards the entrance of the Hechel, where the pasuk says v'hizo el noichach, the same machlekes would apply. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand that as limiting the sprinklings that they have to be directed towards the entrance of the Hechel, which is the view of the first brisa. According to Rabbanan, it would be kosher even if that was not done, which is the view of the second brisa. Fact the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef asked, based on what we have said, Rabbi Yehuda should darshan the word al in a similar way, and when the pasuk says that al on Yom Kippur, the blood should be sprinkled al panei hakapayres. It should mean that the only way to do this is actually put it on the kapayres. If so, during the second Beis Hamikdash, where there was no arayin or kapayres, you should not have done these sprinklings altogether. Emphatic more, Rabbi Ula said, the pasuk of a chiper es migdash hakayidesh teaches the sprinkling has to be done at the place where the kapayres was, but doesn't have to actually be done on the kapayres itself. Rava said, both brises follow view of the Rabbanon. The second brise is referring to where the kohen sprinkled with his back to the east and facing the west. The first brise refers to where the kohen sprinkled facing north or south. The brise said that the sprinkling of the karbanas brought in the heichel and of the oil of metzoyer that were done not for their sake are posel. If they were not directed towards the entrance of the heichel, they're kosher. However, another brise says that even if they were not done for their sake, they're kosher. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, the first brise follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who makes the hekesh between the chatzin and asham regarding lishma, and therefore also makes the hekesh between the oil of metzoyer and an asham, and therefore requires that the oil has to be done lishma also. Second brise follows the view of the rabbanon who don't make this hekesh. In fact, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, how can we say, how can something that itself was learned to a hekesh, lishma from an asham, that then teach further through a hekesh? And for Tigmar, rather, Rava said, both brises follow the Rabbanon. The second brise is referring to the validity of the carbon. The first brise is referring to whether it fulfills the Mitzvah's obligation.